I think one of our earliest crushes was from Fruit Basket.
Yeah, like if you've not been amused, you probably wouldn't get why this manga or anime has such an impact on us, because it was like the first anime that was aired on
On TV.
on TV, and we were so excited because the voice actors were super super good. And like the songs are great, and I just love how nostalgic it feels to me. Like I actually just watch it. I rewatched the whole thing, like a few months ago, or maybe last month, I don't remember. And it feels so, oh my God, it just screams childhood to me. And yeah, like if you don't know Fruits Basket is, you can Google it, but basically it's an anime about a family that bears the curse, like this curse, and like anytime they touch somebody outside the family and of different sex, they would turn into animals, which is hilarious. But anyway, let's talk about, our biggest crush in the entire anime. For me is Yuki, and I know the same for you.
Oh my
So
God.
Yuki
It was
is
like,
like this guy who's like really perfect on the outside, and he is smiling, and he is nice, he's sweet, he's soft, and he's elegant, and he's everything you want from a boyfriend, right? And he's just too perfect, It seems unreal, but
No, but he has this like dark side too. He has this flaws and everything. That's why I like him.
yeah.
Like,
He's like he went through a lot,
like trauma. He was just like, he was, I think he's is in the anime, he is very popular at school. He has
Oh,
like fan
yeah.
club.
He was like a
It's
phantom. It was so hilarious because everybody
hilarious.
was like, and not just the girls, even the boys were like, oh my God, he's so beautiful. And you understand why when you watch the anime, because he's depicted as, kind of androgynous person. Like,
He has
yeah,
that
it
kind
put
of like
it.
unisex kind of beauty.
Yeah,
So it's
like.
not like feminine or masculine. It's like a
Yeah,
blend of both.
it's just a perfect, and he's so cute and so nice. Like the voice actor that dubbed his voice in Vietnamese, I mean, they did such a great job. Like, even like the Japanese, in the Japanese original, it was his voice so soothing, and like, oh my God, he's.
I was like, and like he I think he is the second male lead. He was not like the girl lead. So I was like, I was shipping him with Toru, which is like the female lead. Apparently, of course they did not end up together because every time I ship, it's just sink. It's never made it to the other side.
I mean, okay, so the quote unquote male lead is Kyo, right? But like I totally get why people like Kyo, because he has this very dorky and cute side of him as well. But really realistically speaking, if you have to choose between Kyo and Yuki to be your boyfriend in real life, like you definitely not pick Kyo, because he's a little bit, how is
I
it?
don't.
He's a
I
little
think like
impulsive, I think.
Kyo is probably like closer to reality than Yuki because he's more like his character is a little bit more flawed, and appearance-wise, he's a bit more flawed compared to Yuki. So like, if I mean if anime is my escape from reality, I want to choose the most unrealistic person to crush on. So it's Yuki. It's my childhood crush.
Yeah. I think he was like my first anime crush, or my first crush ever.
I think so. Yeah, I think he's awesome.
And I feel like a lot of Vietnamese kids can share this with me.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think like maybe Kyo would be more popular.
I don't know. I feel like it's Yuki because he's so perfect. And like when you were when you're like a child and you look at Kyo, you're not like drawn to him. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. Right. Right.
Because like this trope of bad boy. It's something that is more popular in the Korean drama or like series that you would end up watching when you were in, say, middle school, right?
Yeah.
When you kind of get what love is and like how relationship works. But when you were in, when you're in like elementary school, like what you see is just this perfection of Yuki, just the embodiment of perfection, as like, oh my god,
that is true. That is very
swooning over him is the yeah. greatest. And
I think like although he's maybe like teenagers would like Kyo more, but
yeah,
little
yeah.
kids, elementary kids, like we were definitely would like Yuki more, because
mm-hmm.
we didn't know and, what reality was. You know, we
yeah, yeah.
we barely knew the world. So,
but like, just to justify my like what 7 year self, I think Yuki has like a very complex personality as well, because if you watch the season 2, we learn a lot about Yuki and how he really tries to become more social, and I feel like yeah. a lot of people can relate to that, like especially people who deal with social anxiety or just introverted people mm-hmm. who are not really good at communicate.
Basically me or us,
right? And
yeah,
I relate so much to Yuki in season 2 because he really tries to put himself out there and try to relate right. to other people
yeah.
and he even made some friends, and it was, oh my god, I'm so happy for you.
Make friends sounds like something so foreign to me, because I don't make friends and I don't talk to people. I don't even try.
Like, Yuki is so fucking cute. Like, I have yeah. to say, I'm just like talking about Yuki. Let's talk about Yukito in Sakura Cardcaptor.
Oh my god. I think Sakura was probably the anime that was like my childhood. It was even bigger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like my childhood. Like, definitely.
Yeah.
Because, like, I worship the whole series.
I feel like as the story of Fruit Basket progressed, it's a little bit too complicated for my mind when I was 6. But
mm-hmm.
Sakura was like cute and fun, and like it wasn't as dark. It was like brighter, and the characters
mm-hmm.
much younger. So I was like, I was able to relate more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
like, basically, if you like Sailor Moon, you probably like Sakura, I think.
Yeah, probably. Sailor Moon. Oh my god. But you know what?
Okay,
we're gonna hold the Sailor Moon. We're gonna talk about Sakura first.
Mm-hmm.
Yukito?
Because Yukito, okay, what about Yukito? So first of all, I have to admit, when I first watched Sakura, mm-hmm. I did not like Yukito. I think he's just a little bit like too fake. That's just how I felt,
Because he's too nice and like bright.
Yeah, he's just too nice. It's like, this is not reality,
Oh, we felt like two bitches. We're like, I hate him because he's too nice.
Right. And I was like, because I was very drawn to Xiaoran and Toya.
Right.
So that's why I'm like, you can tell this is just like the opposite of the two of them.
Oh,
I didn't really like it that much.
it was different for me because I think like I really like Yukito at first because he is so unreal, and I, like I said, I wanted an escape from reality. So
yeah, like anime is our escapism.
Yeah, so I really like Yukito at first, but I feel like with Yukito is like throughout the course of the series, he didn't have much character development.
Yeah, he's just like the nice guy.
Yeah, he's just like a lot. I felt like as the series progressed, his character got a little boring. But with like
Toya
or Shaoran, like, there's character development. Like you can see how Shaoran changes throughout the course of the series, and like when he had feelings
for Sakura,
he got super shy.
Yeah.
So cute. So, yeah,
I did not like Shara at first.
Oh, me too.
Because it was like pretty bitchy.
Yeah.
Because I was rooting for Sakura. She's like my girl, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? Like, why are you hating on my Sakura? Like, for no fucking reason. Like, this is not acceptable.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why I hate him so much. But then, you know, when he started to, you know.
Yeah, like when you start
to have more feelings have more feelings for Sakura, and that's when I kind of fell for him because oh my god, he became so much cuter.
Right, he was so shy about it. He was so shy, so cute. Right. Yeah. Oh my god.
And like for some reason, like if I remember correctly, he was also attracted to Yukito.
Oh yeah, he loves Yukito.
Yeah, like okay, so the manga and the anime explain it as the some kind of magic thing.
Yeah.
And I totally bought it when I was a kid, right? But now looking back at it, it's like,
what the fuck?
That's my representation in anime for me.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Like they explained it because they both had like the moon power, so they attracted.
He
was attracted to Yukito, and I was like, when I was six, I was like, oh, that totally makes sense. Like that.
Mm-hmm. I was like,
explained.
Yeah, this is like science.
Yeah. Now looking back, I'm like, what the fuck is that shit? I would imagine if you did not grow up watching or reading these animes or mangas, you would be very confused, like as like a teenager or adult, like you would read it because everybody was talking about like how good it is, and then you read it and you're like, what the fuck is this shit? How is it even make sense? So I don't know. But, like, it was really cute. Like, Sakura was very cute. Very bubbly.
But, like,
I love her.
I love Sakura. Yeah. But, like, let's talk about the age problem here. Because they were, like...
Oh, yeah.
Fifth grader. So, they were, 10, 11 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I first watched Sakura, I was like, I think 7 or 8 or something. Mm-hmm. And that's what I, you know, that's my idea of, you know, Sakura was my idea of what fifth graders are like, you know, like these cool kids or who are like independent and, you know, very so fucking dumb. I was so dumb. Basically, I was like the dumbest kid to believe that.
Yeah, I think, like, I thought that, you know, I would be able to bake and, like, cook when I grow up, and, like, and then I was, like, fifth grade, and I was, like, I cannot cook. It took me a while to figure out how to cook, and, like, anyways, I really thought because I watched Sakura when it was in, like, first or second grade, I think. And then I got into fifth grade, thinking I would be like Sakura, you know, cute, cool, independent, strong woman. Well, I did not turn out to be like that. I was a brat. I was that's a terrible kid. And yeah, I could not cook, I could not bake, couldn't do much. Couldn't even study properly. It was like weird.
But that's like the one common thing you have with Sakura, because she's not really good at school. Yeah, that's like the one thing that we have in common with Sakura. The only thing, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my god.
But like Sakura is such like an important part of my, you know, childhood, because, you know, that's like when I think of, you know, an idol, someone I can look up to. Right. I think of, I thought of Sakura, obviously, because that's the only, you know, fifth grader that I have that I know. Like, personally, I was like, she's not real, but, yeah, that's my fifth grade of representation.
She was not real, but, like, she was also real. Yeah. She was, like, brave and, like, righteous and kind, all the things that I'm not.
Yeah, like, right, and, like, I really want to be someone like her because she's so nice. And that's just like my idea. Like a lot of people who were, you know, at our age and they read Naruto or like other kinds of shonen, and their idea of, you know, the best self is becoming someone who are like powerful or
right.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's about love.
I just want to be nice. I just want to be like Sakura, who's like very nice and like really pure.
Yeah. Right. Fast forward 10 years later, what happened to us? We turned out to be this like this. Okay. Anyway, we have, you know what?
Let's talk about how perfect Sakura's life is, because, okay, she has like, a really great father, right? Yeah. A dad, like, I don't remember his name, but like he's handsome and he is like a professor, like, and he can cook. Yeah, like, and then also she has like Toya, which is like,
oh my god,
Toya.
Can we talk about Toya? Because like I can talk about him for like half an hour.
Right, so Toya is like my big crush of, you know, my generation, right?
I think he was the biggest childhood crush for me.
Mm-hmm.
He's so cool.
He's so cool.
Even now, he is still cool to me.
Yeah, like, even though, like, so technically, we are older than Toya in the anime or the manga, but I still like have a bias for him.
Yeah. He is like, he's handsome, he's smart, athletic,
he can cook.
Yeah, sensitive, and like he's like this kind of like this tsundere kind of vibe. Like, you know, cold to other people, but he is warm to his sister and his friends. And, like,
yeah.
God, that is husband material. Okay.
Okay, so
not brother material. That is husband material. Yeah. He's my man. Nobody touches him. He was perfect.
Okay, so Toya is perfect on so many levels.
Yeah.
And so first of all, I want to talk about how he basically knew about Sakura's like magic thingy.
Yeah.
And he never talked about that. He pretended he doesn't know anything, and he was really so sensitive about it. And I was like, "Oh my god, this is like my man."
Yeah, because like it's so like,
my man.
He cares so much about his sister. Like, you know, he wants her to be able to do what she wants to do. So he didn't say anything about it, and then he was always so caring. Like when Sakura got sick, he was so cute. He came to her school, got her home, cooked her a meal, checked up on her. Oh my god. I mean,
actually, you know, the first, I feel like the episode that really made me, you know, rethink about Toya was the episode when they captured the mirror card.
Yeah,
that was when I was like, oh my god, Toya, my man. Like,
because, like, so okay, if so you didn't know, for context, the
that,
mirror...
Okay, so prior to that, so a little bit of context, prior to that, like, Toya is just an annoying brother, right?
Yeah.
Like, the only thing that we see him as is an annoying brother who enjoy, you know, making fun. Cigarette.
Yeah,
making fun of a cigarette. Yeah. And, that's basically all we knew of him. But, you know, that episode, the mirror episode, was, oh my god, like, my favorite episode in the entire anime. That has to be like my favorite episode. Because, so, if you haven't watched Sakura, so the mirror card basically can, how do you say that? It can turn into someone like that looks exactly like
image.
You.
Yeah,
like, so in that episode, it turns into Sakura and it goes around the city and it basically causes a lot of troubles. And when Toya sees the mirror Sakura, he immediately knew that she was not Sakura, but he was willing to, you know, follow her and help her to find wherever she needed. And he was like super fucking sweet to the mirror card.
He fell off a cliff for her. I mean, get a man to fell off a cliff.
Oh my god. Okay, so the mirror card was like so mischievous. At first, she was like this bitch who looks exactly like Sakura, but is not as kind.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But then when Toya, right, fell off a cliff, and he talked to her and told her that, you know, like, I know you were not Lil Sakura, but I'm going to help you find whatever you need to find in a way. But remember to, when you go up to heaven or something, say hello to my mom. And I was like, oh my god, not only that he cares about his sister, he also cares about this, like, spirit or card or whatever.
Yeah.
And he also cared about his mom. And I was like, oh my god, he's so fucking sweet. And
I mean, he was willing to fell off a cliff for her. Like, come on.
Yeah.
My man. So cute.
Okay, and the miracle was like, when she heard, you know, when she heard all of that, she immediately felt sorry. And basically, she surrendered to Sakura and turned into the card. And that was like my, and even when, before she turned into the card, she even say sorry to Toya, I think. Yeah. And it was like, oh my god, this is so emotional. That was like the first, you know, episode that got me really emotional.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god.
The cinematic, kind of quality that we don't deserve. It was so, like, nice.
Like,
he was so sweet. He was so gentle, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, before that, he was, like, making fun of Sakura, and, like, he was not that much of a serious character.
Mm-hmm.
But then that happened, like, and then gradually you can see character development. So you can see, like, he was, like, oh, he has his gentle sign, sweet, and he has a serious side, and he has his kind of like just like bubbly, not actually bubbly, but like, you know,
not
fun,
bubbly,
relatable side as well. Perfection,
like,
chef kiss, love him.
Like, every time that Sakura uses the mirror card, like, that's like my favorite, my favorite, episode, because I love when the mirror card and Toya meet, and she and she's like kind of, she kind of has a crush on Toya too, I think.
Yeah, but I think Toya thinks of her as more like a sister.
A sister, yeah, definitely. And like a friend of her of his sister.
Yeah.
And but like he was so nice to the card because apparently she was the only card that can speak.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Right. She was the only card that can speak, and like yeah, and like can act like a human being.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, she's like the only card that can like do like human things, and that's what made her so special to me. Mm-hmm. And I remember there was an episode when they captured the cloud, or I think it was the cloud card, I think. Mm-hmm. And Sakura was like really sick, and she was having a fever or something, and she has to use the mirror card to replicate like her image to
yeah. So she can fake it and she can get outside and
like do her own thing. Yeah. Yeah. And like and Toya was like about to bring his sister like I think porridge or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Porridge and medicine.
The medicine. But like when he got there he saw, you know, the mirror card as, you know, Sakura, and he immediately knew it was the mirror card, and he told her she didn't need the medicine because she's not sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she told her that, you know, he knew like what Sakura is doing, whatever. And it was like, oh my god, it's so cute. And like even the mirror card kind of blushed, and I would definitely blush.
Yeah.
And like she's so cute as well. I think she's really cute, like even as a card. Mm-hmm. I think her form is really cute,
right?
And like her the action and way she's so shy before. Yeah. In front of Toya, it's like so cute.
I mean, and then like later on, he gave her a hair tie because
ribbon or something.
Yeah, had something to do, and like she had to fake herself, so she used the mirror card to have like a mirror image of herself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the Mirka basically went and had like a little date with Toya, like a sister brother date, and Toya knew that it wasn't Sakura. I think like when she first came in, he was like, "Oh, it's you again." It's like
yeah.
He was like, "You're not Sakura. It's you again." And
yeah, and like I remember like when he saw, you know, the Mirka, he bought, you know, the green ribbon for her. And he gave her as like a Christmas present.
Yeah.
Although it was like a little bit early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he gave her this green ribbon, and he somehow knew that she has real long hair.
Yeah.
Which is like how do you know that, like?
Yeah, I don't know, but like, come on, it was so cute. And like when the mirror card like turned into his card form,
mm-hmm.
You can see the ribbon.
Hair. It's like, what the? And Sakura was like, where? Yeah. I didn't see this. Like, where does these like ribbons come from? But like, she doesn't really care about it. And I was like, oh my god, it's so fucking cute. Every time Toya talks to or just interacts with, like we see like a totally different side of Toya, you see. Yeah. Like he's so fucking gentle to the mirror card.
Right.
He's like so caring. Like he's caring to his sister, but not in the same way. right, as because, to like, the Mirror of Hearts.
Weird, you know?
Right. He's not as okay. So okay, he's very gentle to Yukito as well, but not at the same way that he is to this card, right?
Okay. Anyway, like, can we talk about Toya and Yukito? Because I did not
see that at the
okay, so apparently they're a couple. Well, not really a couple, but like, anyways, they ended up together, I think, or they like each other. Mm-hmm. And as a kid, I did not know of that. I really thought it was some kind of like genuine friendship, you know? I really thought it was friendship. It wasn't friendship, okay? It was something else.
It was definitely something more. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
Like,
and, like, how could I not know? It was so apparent. It was, like, everything was laid out in front of my eyes, and I chose to think of it as friendship. So dumb.
Yeah, this is basically, you know, LGBT erasure.
Yeah.
Like, if Yuta was, like, a girl, like, you would definitely, like, oh, my God. Like,
yeah, right.
No, I would couple, be like, right?
Yeah, definitely knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, I only knew of Yukito and Toya being a thing when I grew up much older. And, like, I revisit Sakura and on, like, Facebook and stuff, and people were talking about Toya and Yukito being a couple, and I was like, what the fuck? And then I read the manga again, and I was like, oh my god. Of course they were a couple. How could
yeah,
they like- Definitely something was going on. It was because in real life, because like so in the manga, we thought they were best friends, right? Like guy best friends. But in real life, I look at all the guys around me, and and their best friends are not like that at all.
Right. Like I've never seen that. Okay. Like I've seen, you know, girls, like, you know, being affectionate towards each other,
yeah,
and right. You know, there's nothing, you know, like sexual or between them, right? They're just like best friends, and that's just how girls are. But like that happens, but like with girls, like sometimes, I mean, not that often. But with guys, I don't think that ever happened. Like, and I was like so stupid as a kid. I thought, you know, this is just like pure friendship. Like, they're such good friends. Like, what kind of friends
right.
are they?
I was like, what the? Now I'm looking at the manga again, and I'm like, what kind of friends were like this? I mean, they were touching each other's cheeks, they were like hugging each other. I was like, I did not do that with my friends.
Yeah.
Anyway, how I was so naive. How could I not know that? Oh my god.
We were all like so fucking naive, I think. Like even in Fruits Basket, I think there were like several, you know,
love line?
LGBT like LGBTQ characters, I think.
Yeah.
Like the guy who was like, what's his name? I forgot his name, but he was the cow. He was the cow, and he has like a really big crush on Yuki as well, but he's also attracted to women.
Honestly, anime and like mangas are ahead of their time.
Yeah, but like we were just stupid.
We were so stupid.
But like to be honest, I don't really like the idea of Toya and Yuki. Kito that much when I first watch it,
yeah,
because your Toya is like so,
because Toya is my man,
yeah, like Toya is
nobody
so good,
touches my
know?
Man even
and
even
I
Yukito.
Yeah, like Yukito, like at first I even hated him because he was so like fake, right?
Yeah,
so I didn't really like the idea of them being a couple, but you know, they're actually pretty cute together. So, it's fine.
They are so cute, honestly. They're cutest.
Yeah.
I had such a big crush on them. Anyway, kind of embarrassing thinking about it again. Because my dad knew about me having a crush on all of these characters, and he was like, she must be crazy. He did not understand. He was like, what is wrong with my daughter? He was like, oh my god, is it a phase? I hope it's just a phase. And it was a phase. It was only a phase, but it did, you know, there's something that links even till now.
Yeah. Every time that you see a video of them on YouTube passing by, your fangirl, and you are just like, not a chance, you got to get out.
Right. Oh my god. Honestly, it was really fun. Like, all those movies were, because at that time, this makes us sound so old, but at that time we didn't have like YouTube and
right.
We did, but we didn't have like computers and laptops and
phones. I did have my computer, mm-hmm. but at the time YouTube was like, YouTube was like a place where you get on and watch like weird videos and like mm-hmm. Like music videos, and like that's pretty much it.
So YouTube was not much of a thing then, I think.
I feel like maybe it's different in some countries, but in Vietnam it's kind of like that. It's just like, it was not really a big thing. Now, you know, YouTube is so big, and I spend most of my time on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, at the time it was not like that. So we were like so drawn to, you know, TV.
Yeah.
And, you know, anime.
At that time, there's a strict rule. There were like strict rules in my house about like phones and TVs and computer. It was insane because my parents didn't want me to quote unquote get addicted to those kind of electronics stuff. So I could only get access to computers and laptops on the weekends. Phones at that time I don't think it was like smartphones. It was like regular Nokia.
Mm-hmm. And you had like little games on it, but
there was like stupid games on it, but like I was not into that. And TV was big at my house because there was nothing else to do, so we only watched TV. And my mom really didn't want me to spend so much time on TVs and stuff, so we can only do it like, I don't know, like there were time limits. So it was like, it sounds like hell. It's so bad. Think about it again. Like, how did that happen? But that was my childhood. So every time I watched those animes and manga, it was like a special thing because I could only have a limited time to watch them. Mm-hmm. So it was more special to me. Oh my god. We're thinking back about how we did not know of YouTube. Like, how did that happen? We're so old. We are so old. 20 years old. We're gonna turn 21 in like 2 months.
Oh my god. Let's just stop. Just stop talking about it already. Okay. This is not what it's supposed to be. Okay. This is supposed to be a fun episode. Okay. So just stop. Okay.
Stop.
Moving on to Harry Potter. Okay. Okay, I watched Harry Potter just this year, like earlier this year.
Yeah.
And my verdict is, it's good actually.
I could not believe we were friends for years before you actually watched Harry Potter. And I remember when I first mentioned Harry Potter to you, you were like, well, I think it's overrated. And you haven't even watched movie. God damn it.
In my defense, at that time, I only watched the first part, the first movie, and it was cute, but it was not like something that I would watch again. It's not something that Why?
I'm so offended. I'm just like, offended already. Continue.
It's children. Okay, it's children movie. Okay, so it's not something that I would like go crazy about. It's not like Toya, you know. I didn't find my Toya in Harry Potter. But then I watched, you know, the second part, and you know, to the seventh part thing. And it's like, okay, it's actually doing pretty decent. And I, you know, we were late in quarantine. We had, you know, a lot of time free, nothing. And, you know, I watched the entire thing. It was actually quite nice. And because it was really funny, because I remember, you know, I remember maybe it was the fifth, I think it's the fifth movie. The one with Dolores something, mm-hmm. Umbridge. Yeah, the lady in pink, yeah. And I love her so much, because she makes everything so much more
she's just funny. So
I love her. Like, on one hand she's so mean, but on the other hand, like, she's like the origin of like so many funny things.
Yeah, right.
And I really love, you know, the two brothers of Ron.
Yeah.
They were hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Fred.
I was kind of like attracted to Harry at first, because he was like, not talking about your the age thing, right? But yeah. He was like pretty, he looked so innocent.
Right.
And his just beauty is just like,
honestly though,
radiating
Emma
over him.
Hermione?
Like, oh my god, Emma is, let's talk about Emma. She's like, that's like my, you know, the real crush, yeah, of mine during, you know, the entire
movie. Everyone had a crush on Emma, like,
yeah, it was like, how could it not, like,
obviously,
how could you not?
Yeah, if you watch Harry Potter, you would definitely have a crush on Emma, because she was gorgeous. And her character was so, like, I really liked her character in the film.
Right. She's so likable. Like, okay, yeah. So at first, she was not really likable, like, in the first movie. She was, like, this, you know, obnoxious girl. Yeah. Like, who can,
I think, like,
who can ever forget, like, the Liviosa thing?
Yeah. I think being friends with Ron and Harry made her character, like, more likable.
Yeah, like, so much more, like, rounded and complete.
Yeah.
Right.
The trio was really, really.
Yeah, like, I believe in trio.
Yeah. Legendary. Love her. Gorgeous. She is still gorgeous now. I mean, look at her.
Yeah, I mean.
Obviously. Love her. Look, you're like, the thing about Harry Potter is like, you can tell character development throughout the movie. It's Harry, all of them, not even like the little ones, like the, you know, the side characters who we do not really pay attention to, they still have some kind of changes. And I think it makes the film and the book, the series, just much more enjoyable. And like, mm-hmm. You can see the details and stuff. The plot is mm-hmm. great. Concept was great. Now, I don't, yeah, the author, not so much.
Okay, like, she's like problematic in, you know, in her own term, yeah. But you, the universe that she created, the world building in Harry Potter is just phenomenal, I think.
Yeah,
like, even I, you know, who was like, let's say, Harry Potter skeptic, right?
Yeah,
I have, like, you know, it was pretty fun, you know. Yeah. There's like witches, and there are like people who are in the middle who are like half human, half witches, right? And yeah. I was like, that's really fun. That's kind of like,
I think it's also like, I with like magical concept, it can be very cringy, but Harry Potter was not cringy at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Just like accept it.
Real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like an easy way to tell if, you know, the world building in a fantasy movie or book is good or bad is if you watch it or you, if you read it and you immediately accept, you know, all of these weird things in this universe, then, you know, it's a good world building. And if you don't accept it and you're just like, this makes no sense, or things like that, and like, that's, you know, not like a really good sign.
Right.
But talk about crushes. I don't think I had like crushes on anybody in Harry Potter. Well, maybe, okay, maybe Emma, maybe Hermione, anything, or maybe Harry a little bit, but not to that point. Not, it's basically nothing compared to Toya.
Right, because like I think at the time when I started reading and watching Harry Potter, I was already in eighth grade, so I was a bit older.
And, yeah, I was like,
you know, when you're older, you're like, you're just losing your sense, and just like numb out everything. And as a teenager, the hormones really messes me up. So feelings, I was like denying my feelings and all that shit. So yeah, Harry Potter was still like made a big impact on me, but it wasn't as much as like Sakura. Yeah.
And then I feel Doraemon. Oh, Doraemon, I think.
Doraemon was so fun. I loved it.
Doraemon was fun. Yeah. But it was so long, I think. There were like, how many episodes?
I don't know. But it's worth it. I think I was not bored, and like, they didn't try to extend it out to like a ridiculously long series, like Conan or One Piece.
Oh yeah, Conan was way too long. Yeah. Okay, so I have to admit this, you know, like Conan, although I, you know, I know technically, I was supposed to be drawn to Shinichi and Conan, or to Ren, but I just don't really feel anything for them.
No, because you know what? Because Kid was there. Kid was there.
Yeah, Kid was like, oh my god, Kid
was
is
my man.
Kid was so cool.
Oh my god, he's so cool.
Yeah.
He's like smart and quirky, you know?
Right, right. That's and he was like pretty funny as well.
Yeah, so I loved him. And he rarely, I think one of the charm is that he rarely show up in the series, because he's just like a side character.
Right.
So it makes like, his appearance more special.
Right. Exactly.
Oh my god. My dad would never listen to this. It was like, if my dad listened to this, he would be like, what the fuck is wrong with my daughter? And why is she hang out with this? He was like, what the fuck is this? Because when I was little, he did not understand my thing with like manga and all these ridiculous stuff. He was like, my daughter is, there's something wrong with her, and I'm just gonna pretend that she's not my daughter. and oh my god, it was like, my sister are still going to like a manga phase right now.
As they should.
Yeah. I mean, of course. Anyways. So conclusion to today's episode is all of the men.
Oh my god, I feel like it's just too. We would never have enough time to talk about Toya, because like I could do like entire episode about Toya and how much I love him. Yeah, like I remember like there were like episodes where he noticed something different in Yukito. Mm-hmm. And he was like, are you okay? But like, he was so gentle and like so like attentive. Yeah. And I was like, oh my god, he's my man.
Oh my god. I had a big crush on him, love him. It's like, you know, like, all the things that I wish, like, the men in my life could be, but they can't.
Yeah, it's Toya. Okay, so let's just go through all the qualities of Toya. Okay, first of all, he is
handsome.
Right? He's athletic. Mm-hmm. And he can cook, and he's really good at that. And, oh, I have to say this. Okay, one the thing that I really like about Sakura is that in her household, mm-hmm. the chores were, divided equally between, right. Everyone in the family. Yeah. And there's never, because you're a girl, you need to do this. It's right. That never happens. And maybe, right. just maybe, because Clam, the author of Sakura, they are a group of four or five female artists. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why, I think. It was like, yes, oh my god. And I didn't realize this when I was a kid. But now that I watch it, the series, the anime again, I realize that, oh my god. That is so, like, progressive and, like, so positive,
right?
Yeah. And, like, her dad can cook, like, her just forgot the entire English language. Her brother can cook, and she can cook as well, and they do chores, and they there's never this, this misogyny.
Such a lovely family. They're, like, so, her father was so supportive of her, and Toya.
Right, because, so we talked about this in our episode about Vietnamese culture, but, like, whenever I noticed that whenever in the family and there's a big brother and a younger sister, mm-hmm. I feel like the brother always got, more advantages.
Right,
like more like privileges, right? Yeah, but like not in Sakura, right? And her household is so wholesome, and her dad is like so supportive of her, even though she's not the best at school. But mm-hmm. she's like this bubbly girl who's like really athletic, and she has like hobbies and friends, and that's all a kid should be encouraged to. Right. To have, right?
Yeah.
And her father understands that, and her brother is like really loving and caring towards her as well. And I was like, she's so fucking lucky because,
mm-hmm.
Let's go back to Toya, okay? And he's also very gentle and very caring, mm-hmm. and he loves his mom. As well.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. He loves his mom so much. And like he's like a mama boy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. With all of the. Do you remember like later on in the series. There was a girl. Like that liked him.
She's like the stalker. Like,
following him all around.
Stuff. She's really pretty.
Yeah. And annoying. Like he was like annoyed, but he was not rude to her.
Mm-hmm.
I love that because he's like respecting women and stuff. I was like, yes.
Oh yeah, like talk about women in Toya's life. Let's talk about Miss Mizuki.
I think
her name is Mizuki. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he used to have a crush on her when she was his middle school teacher, but. They did not do anything, outside,
Right.
Yeah, because they have, like, dignities and good morals, I think.
Yeah, I'm like us. I mean, if it was me and Toya was like, I have feelings for you. And I would be like, oh, yeah, totally. I have feelings for you, too. I have very strong feelings for you. We should totally date.
That's so inappropriate.
Thank you very much for asking.
That's so inappropriate, but that's probably what would happen if I were like in the same place as Mizuki, I think.
Oh,
yeah, so I love her. I love him so much. Like, Toya is so... He's like the Cinderella, right? The kind of character, because he's very cold at first. Like, when you were introduced to Toya, he was like this not very likable person who would like to annoy and make fun of Sakura, which is like my girl. Yeah. It's like, I'm rooting for her, right? Mm-hmm. And Yukito is like the opposite of him, who's like really nice, very sweet, very soft person. Mm-hmm. And at first I didn't like Toya and Yukito and even Shaoran very much, because I was rooting so much for Sakura. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, as you know, the story progresses and you see more of Toya, mm-hmm. he became just such a sweet person, and oh my god, like you can see, you know, how much he loves his sister in his jokes.
Oh yeah, definitely. You're like, yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, I wish I had a grab like that. And I was definitely not thinking about, you know, having a boyfriend like Toya. I was thinking of him as a brother, and I really wish I had like a brother like him. I was like, it would be so fucking nice. To have somebody who would take care of you and like give you medicine and like cook for you when you're sick, something like that is so sweet. So basically, we're in love with Toya even now, as you know, we're about to turn 21. We still
stop.
Love
Don't
Toya.
Talk about turning 21. I'm gonna have like a mental breakdown right now.
Okay, so, oh my god, this has been like a very long episode, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. It's all over the
place. I think I'm gonna end right here, because I can just go on like a tangent.
Oh yeah.
About all my crushes. Yeah. We haven't even got to, you know, like K drama. Like boys or flowers or high kick. We haven't talked about that, but maybe for, you know, we're gonna do like another episode of this, because it's way too much fun. So yeah, thank you for listening. Let us know if you also have a crush on Toya, because if you don't,
we don't want to know.
What are you doing?
Yeah, like, we don't want to know.
Yeah, like, just go. So if you don't have a crush on Toya, this is what you need to do. This is my assignment for you, and it's imperative, and you have to do this. Otherwise, you'll be banned from this podcast forever. Mm-hmm. So my assignment for you is go back and watch Sakura Cardcaptor from the first episode to, you know, the new season, mm-hmm. if you feel like taking that route, and enjoy.
Yeah, and like just like, you know, cleanse your soul from all the negativity.
Yeah, like it's been like the world has been scary.
Yeah, it has been nothing but like a shitty place. But
yeah,
we have Toya.
I've been listening to Sakura music to just cleanse my soul.
Right. Oh my god, we totally forgot to talk about it. Like the Sakura OST, they are so good.
It was so good. Like,
good.
I can still remember like the song, and even like, because we listened to them in Vietnamese, right? Mm-hmm. But like the Japanese version was pretty good as well, but the Vietnamese version was like so nostalgic.
So good. The lyrics was so nice. I remember it. Something very like poetic about it. I mean,
yeah.
Oh my god, we need to end this podcast or it's gonna last like another hour. Like,
okay, so thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Do you have anything to add?
No. But just, I don't think we can do like the regular schedule anymore, like 2 weeks an episode. We're gonna post whenever.
No, we're gonna post like whenever we feel like it.
Yeah.
Because, bye. You know, it's just another rant.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.